something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
See, God's word is material. It's creative material. For the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So he had said, and he gives us just one example. I will never leave thee nor forsake. That's not all he said. But that's just one of those things. The principle here is, he had said, ... so that we may boldly say. You see? So he said something so that we can have a response. Our response is where the blessing is. God said something so that I can respond in consonance with him. He had said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So that I may boldly say, not so that I might just say quiet. No, he says, he said it. He whispered it to my heart so that I can go out and say it, shout it on the housetop. Glory to God. The Lord is my helper. Woo, glory to God. The Lord is my helper so that I may boldly say, boldly say. You see, faith's proclamations. I boldly declare the Lord is helping me right now. He's helping me right now. I have help. Jesus said, I will not leave you helpless. I have help. They said, who's going to help you? From heaven. I have help from heaven. Glory to God. I have help from heaven. Blessed be God. I am helped from above. Hallelujah. So that we may boldly say, boldly say, boldly say. Yeah. Let's read again. Read again. Read that verse again. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will, look at that. Look at that part. I will not fear what man shall do unto me, because whatever man shall do unto me is nothing. They are not a factor. If somebody threatens you, you say, you are not a factor. My life is from above. Oh, I can show that to you. My life is from above. Hallelujah. I shall not fear what man shall do unto me. You just look and you laugh. Say, is that all you can do? Hey, glory to God. Is that all? Is that all? Is that all you can do? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And you declare it for yourself, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith's proclamations. Declare what God has said. Declare it. You say it boldly. Boldly. You know, you read it in the scripture. In thought, the epistle of St. John in verse 2, he says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. So I boldly respond. I walk in health, absolute health in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he had said, I wish that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. And I declare I walk in health. Every system of my body is perfected in the name of the Lord Jesus. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, I walk in health, divine health in the name of the Lord Jesus. And in prosperity, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I walk in prosperity. Hallelujah. In my going out and in my coming in, I walk in prosperity. And I declare it boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, I'm walking in dominion. The forces of this world are beneath my feet. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. This is your month of dominion. Release words. You got to release words. Release words. Release words. Release words. Every day as you pray, declare those words. Declare those words. I'm abundantly supplied in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything I require for life and godliness, I have it in the name of the Lord Jesus, and it all comes to me in abundance. I have more than enough in everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Woo-hoo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You've got to. Hallelujah. It's your month of dominion. And every tongue that is against you is paralyzed in Jesus' name. Because you're in dominion in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mount of dominion. Hey, glory to God. He said, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Hallelujah. The third one is prophecy. There's a lot of prophecy in the Bible that concerns you. There's a lot of it. There's a lot of it. Pull them out. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 18, take a look at it. It says, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Yeah. See, he wants you in dominion. He doesn't want you struggling and say, well, we are in the fight. We're in the fight? No, I'm winning. I'm beating them down, boy. I'm winning. I'm on top. I'm winning. Glory to God. I'm winning. There's only one way. I win. Only one end. I win. Only one result. I win. Glory! Only one outcome, I win. Use prophecy. You know, when you read in the Bible, in Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. There's something very important about this. I'll show you. In Psalm 149, in verse number 5, here's what the Bible tells us. I'm going to read from there just a few verses. It says, let the saints be joyfully in glory. Right? It didn't say get on your bed and wish everything were different and cry in pain and in regret. No, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Hallelujah. Look at the next verse. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Now, this is a prophecy from the Old Testament. And you have to understand that the revelation of the New Testament church was hidden from the prophets of the Old Testament. They didn't know. It was a mystery. It was hidden from their eyes. So he says, a two-edged sword in their hand. That's what they knew. Because that was their perception of the kingdom. But there was a kingdom that was different. And that's us, the saints of God, in this kingdom. The two-edged sword was not in their hand. It's in their mouths. I just read to you in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, where he says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, the Rhema of God. You see that? But there's more to understand in that. You go to Revelation chapter 1. Let's read from verse 15 into 16. And his feet, talking about Jesus Christ, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. From his mouth, not his hand. This kingdom is different. We don't fight with the sword in our hand. Mm-mm. The sword is in our mouth. Out of his mouth went out a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Go to chapter 19, and let's begin reading from 14. Let's read from 14. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. Out of his mouth. He's still talking about that two-edged sword. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treaded the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, bringing judgment to the nations. That is remarkable. Go to verse 21. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. Say, I have the sword of God in my mouth. I have the two-edged sword of God in my mouth. You see, in this kingdom, it's in our mouth. It's in our mouth. And he called it the Rhema of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's why your prophetic words, that's why, if you read in Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 20, he says, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. Okay, so I have an assignment. So you say, devil, God is going to use me to paralyze all your works everywhere. When I show up, your works are done for. Barakaba sitiki. I am God's battle axe and weapons of war. Hey, look at what he says here. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. With thee, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. I am God's battle axe and weapons of war. God is using me. Hallelujah. See, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Lift your hands and just honor him and thank him. Speak in other tongues. It's your month of dominion. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call plus 234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.